Blog Talk Radio.
Coffee Talk today, it's 2/9/2016, a snowy day again here in the Mid-Atlantic, and it always seems that I have people who live in a better climate than I do on my radio show for the 401k study group when it's snowing here in February. Welcome to Rebecca Aurahan. Rebecca is the chief cook, bottle washer, chief marketing officer, president, and founder, all things being equal. She is in charge at 401k Marketing, a firm that helps advisors grow their business through intelligent marketing strategies. Rebecca, happy afternoon to you. How are you today?
I am great. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for inviting me again.
You're very welcome.
I think we're on a roll with our pseudo-dating theme. If anyone missed last month's podcast, it's titled Speed Dating with Rebecca Aurahan, and it's about marketing yourself to planned sponsors, where we share some great tips and ideas on what the competition is doing and how you can stand out as a retirement plan advisor.
I think it's great that you brought up the continuing theme. You know, Rebecca and I have joked around in the past about being able to put a lighter spin on the work that we're doing in the retirement plan space, because at times it can become very technical. And today we're going to broach into the subject a lighthearted look at how plan sponsors should be evaluating and maybe don't necessarily know how to quite popularly or accurately evaluate the advisors working on their plan. So, Rebecca, I know you recently wrote a piece about this very same topic, so let's get right to the heart of it. Why did you spend any time and energy on wanting to speak to advisors about possibly, more importantly, how not to be broken up with?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to answer all of those questions. And I just want to say, I think it's so fitting that on this Valentine's Day week, we're going to talk about breaking up. And it's going to be a little uncomfortable and a little awkward. However, sometimes, especially today, in the retirement plan world, because many plan sponsors are in bad advisor relationships, and they don't even know it. They think that a once-a-year birthday phone call is perfectly acceptable service. Well, in a recent plan sponsor attitude survey, Fidelity found that 3 out of 10 plan sponsors are not satisfied with their advisor. Almost 4 out of 10 do not feel that they're receiving good value. And 17% of plan sponsors are actively shopping for a new advisor. So it sounds to me like these plans are not in great relationships and these plan sponsors have a wandering eye. Well, the question is, what are plan sponsors really looking for in a great advisor relationship? And the study went on to show that the number one reason that plan sponsors enter the dating world is because they want a more knowledgeable advisor. And what does it mean to be more knowledgeable? It is offering proactive advice on plan design, consulting on how to best manage fiduciary responsibilities, helping to select and monitor investment options, helping to minimize cost, and advising on regulatory changes. So for the listening audience, if you're shaking your head, yes, I can do all of those things, then you're in high demand. And one might say, swipe right on Tinder. however, as people, it's very uncomfortable to break up. Also, many times, it's only after the breakup do we realize that we were in a bad relationship in the first place. We have to go on a few dates to become aware of these new possibilities. To think of it another way, let's talk about a car, an example of a car. If your car is 10 years old, it doesn't have a backup camera, parking assist, or Bluetooth connectivity. These are all newer features. And it's only after you purchase a new car that includes all of these upgrades that you open your eyes at the better way to drive a vehicle. You've seen the light, and then you'd be crazy to backslide to your old car. Whereas in the retirement plan world, a plan sponsor might have heard of the benefits of auto enrollment, financial wellness programs, and the need for plan governance, yet they still might be driving a car from 2006 which doesn't offer these features. So why would plan sponsors want to break up with their current advisor and work with a professional? For starters, retirement plan experts genuinely influence and improve plan results. For example, 70% of plan sponsors, when working with a professional retirement plan advisor, observe that half of their participants are on track to achieve a successful retirement. Let me say that again. Half of their participants are on track to achieve a retirement success. And also, 8 out of 10 plans will experience an increase in employee deferral rates. Now, if you're a single advisor and looking for new clients, here's a few ways to ask those plan sponsors on a date. And that could include connecting on LinkedIn and inviting them to a webinar. So I guess, Chuck, in today's day and age, that's the professional version of flirting, social media.
Well, listen, it very well could be. I think what's interesting, Rebecca, is that I've been doing this a long time, and there is some conventional wisdom that that 401k plans and ERISA is a team sport, and a lot of advisors sort of stick their flag, so to speak, in one particular part of that. Are you sort of coaching against that? Because there is a camp that says, maybe you can be an expert in plan design, or maybe you can be, exceptionally interested in participant outcomes and be a participant advocate. But is it bad, or is it a bad marketing practice to hold yourself out as one over the other and bring in a team? Or how do you know how plan sponsors are viewing that in today's environment?
No, that's a great question. Anne Schleck actually has a really good piece on that. So many advisors will identify with 4 different service camps. Off the top of my head, they're fiduciary, oversight, plan design, compliance, and then participant outcomes. And we'll have to check specifically which ones they are, but I believe those are the 4. And she talks about the value props that each advisor can have when they identify with one of those 4 audiences. However, in today's day and age, I think it's important to be well-rounded and to have an expertise or experience within all 4 of those. And if you don't have that in-house, or if that's not something that really makes you excited and passionate about the industry, the best practice to partner with other providers or advisors who are going to bring in that solution so you're offering a 360-degree service to your client.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense, and I do like the fact that you bring up the car analogy. The folks that know me know that I give the impression of being very technologically advanced, but up until about 2 months ago, I was one of those people that drove an exceptionally reliable, didn't owe any money on, all-wheel drive car to deal with the sometimes 4 seasons in a week that we get here in the mid-Atlantic. And upgrading is what they call purchasing a new car. They don't call it buying a new car. But Rebecca, is there any part of this that maybe a plan sponsor doesn't necessarily know what the upgrade features are and may have an advisor that can accommodate all of them, but maybe they're not communicating in the right way? Is that ever a possibility?
Absolutely. Many, many times plan sponsors aren't even aware of some of the services that their advisors could be providing to them. Also in that same context, a lot of plan sponsors aren't aware of the provider resources that are available as well. One thing that an advisor could do to help bring those two sides together and to make plan sponsors aware of the services is to create a services document and list out, here are all the things that we can do to support your plan. Have a conversation with the plan sponsor and then identify which ones are important based on the plan sponsor's needs and the needs of those participants.
Rebecca, that's interesting, and I want to get back to that, but I want to bring something else up. You know, two or three times a year, we get inquiries here at the 401k study group about surveys. And I don't mean the ones we get from almost every single data collection agency out there that wants to poll an advisor about which products or services they're using from which of the providers, but the ones that advisors are saying, Chuck, you know, we're taking over this new plan, and we know that there are some things that probably need to be changed, but before we do that, do you have a survey that any other advisor has used in the past to sort of get the feedback on behalf of the plan sponsor in an anonymous fashion from the participants? So my first question, and I'll give you both of them, while we're talking about how not to be broken up with, do you ever craft those type of surveys for advisors to use, say, when they've taken over a new plan? And secondly, I think a services document is excellent, but do you have or do you help create those for the advisors that come to you with, you know, their overall marketing questions and their overall marketing plan?
Yes, to both of those questions, actually. I'll talk about the second one first. Many advisors have a list of services that they provide to their clients, and they're usually done on a quarterly, semi-annually, or annual basis. And what we do is we'll sit down with our advisor clients, walk through what is your service calendar, how many times per year are you going to be doing these specific actions, and then we outline it for them in a very professional-looking document that they can then give to a plan sponsor or a retirement plan committee and then walk that exact committee through, this is exactly how I'm going to support you, how my team is going to support you through the course of the year for plan compliance, for plan governance, and then also to focus on participant outcomes. That's a very popular deliverable.
Excellent.
And then the second question on surveys, we've done it for two of our clients so far. It was actually kind of a one-off request. One of our clients we had a very successful webinar. That's what it was. It was a very successful webinar, and as a follow-up, we sent out a survey to ask about the webinar, to gain more information about those companies and any of the pain points that the plan sponsors and decision makers were experiencing with their plan today. And that would be something that we could follow up with in the future. And actually, the survey was pretty popular, and it helped to the advisor to target a specific conversation when they reached back out to the plan sponsor prospects. And I think it helped the plan sponsor kind of realize, hey, these are some of the things that are pain points within my plan today.
Well, we've talked about the services document. We've talked about the survey. What other ways can an advisor help keep the spark alive? And this just isn't necessarily for 401k-centric advisors. You know, there are many wealth management advisors that listen to the show and may do 401k as sort of not as a primary order of business, but you know, there are regular wealth management advisors out there that may not be engaging their clients in planning or traditional insurance services or maybe even family office services. So what are the ways that an advisor, whether they're 401k-centric or not, other than the ones we've mentioned, do some things to keep that spark alive?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, to keep your clients happy and satisfied, here's a couple of ideas that you can implement within your business. The first one is to host a quarterly webinar and invite your clients to attend. Right now, specific to the retirement plan space, there are a ton of changes happening. And if you're the one who's delivering that message to your clients, you're not only protecting your relationship, but you're also strengthening your service model. Also, another way to stay current with your clients is to regularly post on social media, and that includes LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. first, you'll want to connect socially with your clients and then actively post relevant information. When your clients see your post, which keeps you top of mind, and if your content is specific to the retirement plan world, you're working on an active basis to keep your clients informed of what's going on, which is really important in today's day and world. And then lastly, and this one actually is kind of a big one and circles back to our dating theme, it's host a client appreciation event. It's going to take time and money to coordinate. However, it's a great way to insulate your clients from potential suitors. And if you kind of think of it like your anniversary dinner, it's important to keep the spark alive. So I guess let's take a moment and summarize that a lot of plan sponsors are in bad relationships, and that survey showed that there's a significant amount that are looking for new advisors. And many of those plan sponsors, as we discussed on this call today, probably aren't even aware of some of the services that they could be receiving by a new advisor relationship. And even though breaking up is hard to do, reducing plan sponsor risk and increasing participant outcomes are definitely two major reasons to have the talk. Therefore, it's time to speak with plan sponsors about why they should break up with their existing advisors and the genuine benefits of working with a professional like yourself. Whereas for your existing clients, it's important to continue to buy them heart-shaped chocolates, long-stem roses, and to deliver exceptional service. So I hope, Chuck, that I answered some of those questions today, and I thank you again for inviting us to Coffee Talk. As always, this is a lot of fun. It's a pleasure. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Remember to keep the sparks alive with your clients and your prospects.
Well, Rebecca, it's always great to have you on. It's always very exciting and intriguing to think about doing things in a different fashion. Our dating theme will probably continue again next year. And Rebecca, before I let you go, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for giving up your time. When you do this, you're not working with other clients. You're trying to reach a larger audience and trying to help advisors get a grip on their marketing and make sure they're going about it the right way. Let people know how they can get a hold of you, whether it's email or Twitter or LinkedIn. What's your preferred way of contact? And secondly, are you going to be speaking or presenting anywhere where if someone wants to get to know what you and your firm do a little bit better, how would they go about doing that?
Chuck, first, the best way to contact us is through our website, which is 401k-marketing.com. And then to personally reach out to me, my email is rebecca@401k-marketing.com. And then you can tweet at us, which is @401kmarketing. And then for upcoming events, we're actually in the middle of a bunch of upcoming events. I'd say that one of them, which we're really excited about, is Unified Trust. We're doing a half-day boot camp on marketing before their annual conference. We're going to talk all about how to professionalize your retirement plan content, as well as to create an ongoing referral network so people will be calling you to work with their plan business, and then how to manage content marketing so you can consistently stay delivering value in front of your prospects and your clients on a regular basis.
Well, Rebecca, once again, thank you for being on the show. For all of the advisors out there, I've seen Rebecca present in large conferences and small. I would tell you that she's a true resource when it comes to marketing. I think you'd be well served to listen to the segment we did before this on speed dating to get her take on some other aspects of marketing and how to stand out in the retirement plan space. Rebecca, thanks for being on the show today. Always a pleasure, and I hope you have a great weekend and a wonderful Valentine's Day. So thank you.
Thanks again, Chuck. Greatly appreciate the invitation and look forward to the next Coffee Talk. Thanks again,
everyone.
Me too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.